You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I'm your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/selfcareIRL. To sign up for our exclusive membership community, which is filled with gems that I've curated just for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. So if you have not noticed, and I mean, how could you not, but we have ads now. Applause. Yay. I have an agency that pitches our Self-Care in Real Life podcast. And I say ours because this podcast is as much yours as it is mine. So thank you again for listening. But the agency secures the host read ads that you hear each episode. And host read ads are exactly what it says. It's me as your host reading the ad, and I am very, 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 very excited. One, it's the growth for me. Like, come on, guys, it's the growth. I've been podcasting for 3 years, but this is the first time that I've really taken podcasting seriously. Like, within the last year or so, I've really gotten serious with it. Like, so we got an expensive mic now, okay? I know you can hear the difference. The podcasts are getting a little longer. We're going to add more guests. And we are working on the visual components to complement the audio that you hear. So ads mean all of those things can happen. Ads also means numbers, means the numbers are going up. It means that you are listening more. So again, I am indeed excited about the growth of our podcast. However, comma and period, okay? I am often sitting at a crossroad that we're going to affectionately title Things I Will or Will Not Do for Money. Now, I have been doing content creation on the internet for over 12 years. If you've been following my journey since when I started 2010, you know that I was originally a blogger under Gorgeous and Gray. So you could say your girl is very true to this. We're not new to this. So this crossroad is not something that is unfamiliar to your friend, right? You know what I'm saying? But I've sat at this road many a times for hours at a time. I hate it here. I do not like this for me. I do not like this for anyone who has to do this. It is making me and my girlfriends upset. Okay. So this episode will be a little bit of story time layered with some gems at the end, per usual. At the end of the quick story time, I'm going to give you some ways that you can choose your beliefs and values over the money that is dangled in front of you. So a pretty huge, I mean, huge, big, huge, huge global brand that makes exercise equipment. This is me sharing without sharing because respect, even though I feel slightly disrespected. But anywho's, so this exercise brand secured a 3-month ad space on our podcast. And honey, when I tell you I was stoked, I was elated, I was excited, thrilled, you know, all the words, right? Just really thinking to myself, like, wow, our podcast is really growing. It's really being validated right now. Like I said before, ads mean numbers, but ads can also be really validating the experience for you. There is something embedded into the DNA of content creation. When I say content creation, I mean TV, radio, internet. Even though internet is our newest platform for content creation, so much of its blueprint is based on TV and radio formats. So there is something about advertisements that is embedded into the DNA of content creation. Advertisements scream, you know, this is the real deal. This is valuable content for you, right? When brands get behind content, we just value it more. I don't know who made this up, okay? But it's true. So again, we are very excited about this milestone for our podcast. However, comma, period. My assistant who writes the copies for the ads on our podcast noticed something while she was gathering her notes, right? She noticed some supplemental instructions. Said instructions had a lot of guidelines, y'all. There was a lot of guidelines. But it was laced with this disclaimer. I'll read it, quote, end quote. As we expand blank in the United States and abroad, the blank is and continue to be a beacon of unity where members and employees from all backgrounds, cultures, and beliefs feel welcome and genuinely united around a shared purpose. Given the blank ideals of unity, inclusion, and understanding, the below guidelines have been constructed. End quote. Okay, so y'all ready? Listen to this. Okay, so no religious content. Okay. No salacious or questionable content. Okay. No political content. Okay. No racial content. There's where I was like, girl, okay. No sexual content. No crude humor, no vulgar language, no controversial topics like death penalty, polygamy, DUIs, drug use, sexuality, etc. No excessive violence. But note, true crime podcasts are still okay if not excessive, such as blank. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally rolled my eyes. Like, my eyes damn near came out my head. That's how hard I rolled them. I rolled my eyes specifically at racial content. And here's why. Because as a Black woman, race just isn't something that I can take off, right? Before I am a woman, I am Black. So I immediately thought, hey, you got me effed up, guys. You really do. I done already chilled out on cursing. Y'all know I am a recovering sailor, okay? We listen, okay? But y'all asking for too much now. But I sat on this, right? I sat on it. Instead of immediately reacting and responding, I said, let me sit on this, okay? So after a few days, I decided that talking about race as it relates to self-care is really, really important for me. It's important to me. And I feel that it's important to you, my audience, Black, white, Asian, or otherwise, whatever ethnic group you belong to, whatever your nationality is, I feel that race is important, but I especially feel that race is important as it relates to self-care. I think that you and I have created a brave space where it is the norm for us, for you and I, to speak about hard, hard topics. It is the norm for us to lean into healing in a way that gives everyone listening a place to be seen and heard, and most importantly, a place to be respected. So I asked my agency to chat with the brand, really just to see, you know, how broad or how specific these guidelines were. I wasn't really interested in changing my mind on talking about race, but this is me trying to honor their contract. I was fully prepared to record two episodes this week. I was going to record two episodes, and I still might, because the original thoughts were to discuss the recent shootings in Minneapolis, but then this happened and here we are. So anyways, my agency emails me a few hours later and says, I express your feedback to the agency with blank, and they let me know the following. And I quote, after getting the client's input, they requested to remove their entire schedule from the show. They are in a tricky space with brand safety guidelines, but definitely want to revisit this when their guidelines open up a bit, as they think this show could really support some of their internal efforts. End quote. Setting new goals, creating and sticking to healthy habits, building a daily routine you can actually keep. Making these changes should be easy, right? But not always. Fabulous can help make it easy. Fabulous is an app that uses behavioral science to help you maintain everything from simple daily habits like drinking water to larger New Year goals like growing your finances. I am personally tracking my sleep routine and I have found a significant difference in my mindset simply from knowing I am on track with my goals. Start building your ideal daily routine today with Fabulous Premium. Get 25% off Fabulous Premium by going to thefab.co/selfcare. That's thefab.co/selfcare for 25% off Fabulous Premium. thefab.co/selfcare. Now listen. I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on this particular brand because it feels like more is happening behind the scenes with their values and their beliefs that maybe you and I might be interested in knowing about, right? But before I get into how you can actually choose your beliefs and values over money, let me just say this. The brand was indeed correct. And it's almost like they broke up with me before I got a chance to break up with them. But I have no desire, zero desire, none, zero, zip. I have no desire to work with them. I just don't. But I would love to continue the conversation with them. And I really want to understand what is so tricky about race in particular. I actually get how politics can be tricky. I really do. I get even how religion can be tricky. I get how humor, violence, sex, like I get how all of those things can be tricky because one, those are things that we choose to be a part of. Like we choose to be a Democrat or a Republican. We choose to be Catholic or Christian. We choose to be funny. We choose to be, you know, like those are all things that we choose to do. I get how all of those things can be tricky for a brand to get behind. But when you tell me that race is tricky, it feels like you haven't picked a side. And to be clear, for the sake of clarity, we are now existing in, for lack of non-triggering words, we are existing in a race war. We are. And brands, people, you must pick a side. You can no longer be silent or neutral in your stance about race. You can no longer say, I don't see color. You just cannot. Your silence and your lack of stance only supports the oppressor. Okay. End of story time. If you want to chat more with me about this story time, make sure that you join me over on Patreon. It's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. We can definitely, you know, kiki on over there. When I first read their supplemental instructions, I felt angry. And so the first step to choosing your beliefs and values is centering yourself in those ideals and not your feelings. Because what have we learned, guys? Feelings are not facts. So I took a few days to let my feelings, you know, marinate or simmer a little bit. I needed clarity. I also wanted to be sure that I wasn't just triggered, you know, I wasn't just triggered by this idea that in the good old year of 2022, we are still uncomfortable and unwilling to talk about race. My gosh, is it 1957? Because that's what it feels like. And honestly, I'm still on the fence about if that's what this is. But I think in this case, it's more about the brand just didn't fit my values and my beliefs. The brand just didn't fit my values and beliefs. So the first gem is feel all the feels. How many unread emails do you have sitting in your inbox right now? Are you wasting hours and hours of your day procrastinating? If you're having trouble getting it done or getting it started, Theses can help. Theses makes personalized supplement formulas that are specifically designed to boost cognitive function. It's based in the science of nootropics, which are natural and powerful ingredients like caffeine, ginseng, and B12. They increase productivity, focus, energy, and mental clarity. My Theses formula has given me the motivation to accomplish all of my big goals that I have for this year. And I wake up energized and excited to accomplish them all day by day. Right now, Theses is offering our listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/tie. Go to takethesis.com/tie to take this quiz and discover your unique nootropic combination and save 10% on your first starter kit. That's takethesis.com/tie. Make sure you use our URL to let them know that we sent you. So the second thing you need to do in order to choose your beliefs and values over money is to actually assess your beliefs and values and your feelings. Am I really going to feel a way if I go against my beliefs and values in this situation? Like, how strong are they, sis? Really? I pose the question to myself, what if I just do the ads and ignore these instructions, right? Like, let's just do the ads and move on. Because again, I was really excited about this brand. It felt very validating for me. And a small part, a itty bitty part of me said, you know, what's the big deal? We can talk about race another time. It ain't gotta be this time. We can do 2 episodes. But this was me being accommodating. And also, this was me silencing my beliefs and values for money. So assess and validate your feelings, however you need to, whatever that looks like for you. For me, that means always being clear, getting clear, staying clear on my beliefs and values, because it's not one size fits all for me, right? Like, my values are my values, yes. But in certain situations, they're not as important. They're not the number one, right? And I think it's okay for us to say that. It's okay for us to make this determination, right? So there are times that you may be able to bend your beliefs and values. For me, in this situation, I determined that wasn't the time. But if you need help getting clear on your values and your beliefs, you can go to my personal website and download the samples value list. It's free, absolutely free. You go to tyalexander.co/downloads. My third gem on how to choose your beliefs and your values over money is a bit of the elephant in the room. But this elephant is different, okay? This elephant is kind of just chilling in the front row, sitting with like full face on, full MAC face, lashes, red lipstick, beauty mark on, the whole nine, everything. This elephant got on Kanye shades. It's nighttime. The Kanye shades are in full effect. It's got a Gucci bag, you know, and we are all just looking past it like this elephant's not even here. Like, that, this is how elephants do. This is the norm, right? But number three is knowing that I have arrived at a place in my career where I can say no to money. I can say, no, I'm not DJing at your baby shower. No, I'm not posting that on my Instagram feed because it's ugly. I can say no. But I understand that this is a privilege. So if you read the title of this podcast and rolled your eyes, because, I mean, let's be clear, the rent is due. I get it. I totally get it. I am also not that far removed from a time when I remember doing things I didn't love, I didn't like, or I didn't necessarily agree with because I needed that check. I am so grateful and, again, privileged to be able to say no to things I don't want to attach my brand to, or just say no to things I don't want to do. So when I shared this on my private Facebook page, a few folks mentioned the idea or the belief of, you know, what's for you is for you. When one door closes, another door's open, blah, 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 which I believe, wholeheartedly believe. But to that, I also say, it's really easy to say these things after you're out of the storm, right? After the door has been opened, and now you have this testimony about all the other doors that wouldn't open, and then the ones that closed in your face, but you found your way, and now what's for you is for you. But where's the testimonials in the storm? When the doors are actually closing on you, when you're right at the door, your hand is on the doorknob and it's open. You can peek in, you can see it, it's right there, but you can't get through. Also, not to mention you are currently suffocating because life is having its way with you and you cannot see how or when the rent's gonna get paid, how the food's gonna get on the table, or how you're going to survive. You can't see what's for you is for you. And yes, I'm aware of faith, I believe. Okay, I am a believer. But even in faith, you slip into doubt sometimes. So my last gem, number three, is don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up if you have to choose money over your beliefs and values to survive. Sometimes ain't no other way. Sometimes ain't no other way. Sometimes the math in all the accounts ain't mathing and you got to make it work. So let's stop judging ourselves when we are forced to make decisions. Let's stop judging others who have to make this decision. I think we're all being just a little bit dishonest if we say, oh, I always choose my beliefs and values over money. You're a liar. You're lying. We all have seen a check or two, did a little something strange for a bit of change, as the grannies say. We all have been there. We all have been in the beginning of our careers and had to make choices that we were not happy with. So be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Know that those decisions aren't necessarily going to make or break you. They're just a decision in that moment. And you had to make a decision to survive. As we continue to prioritize ourselves and the care of ourselves, remember, there are no handbooks to this. My podcast is just me spitting out things that I've learned, thoughts that are in my head that hopefully maybe you'll like, that hopefully maybe you can relate to, that hopefully that you can take these gems and implement into your life. But it is by no means a handbook. It is by no means the Bible. We are all doing the best we can with what we got. What Mariah say? I'm doing the best I can with what I got. That's it. So go out there and do the best you can with what you have. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.